I already have in my mind how we'd like to try and improve the club in January, because I think at every window you get, you want to try and improve your club. Now, obviously, towards the end of the last one, I think we brought some good players in Hoban and Williams and Marvin Emnes, and that certainly, you know, helped us when the window closed. We managed to start getting that settled team that's I think been playing some decent stuff as of late. But of course, we're beset by one or two problems in the early part of the window, because obviously, you know, Shane had made it clear he wanted to go. Grant had already said, you know, from coming into the club that he wanted to leave and join Newcastle. So all of a sudden there was £10 million of players went out. We did use my contacts and everything else and get some young players in, and some players for Marvin Emnes, for example, would pay a fraction of the salary that they earn. So we use our contacts. And again, but for planning in January, of course, we'd love to add. We'd love to try and continue to improve the team, which I think is important at the right time. So, I certainly have in mind where we'd love to strengthen. And equally, it might be within the squad that you think, well, maybe one or two is expendable that we could try and freshen things up there as well. So I think, again, it's fair to say January, I think it'll be a busy month. But for me, it's all with the same aim, to make the club better. We certainly know, and I've said before, I certainly have a clear plan in my mind how you can move the club forward. And there's going to be at times that as a manager and as a staff that we need some help to do that, in respect of trying to get one or two players in that we think can help grow within the football club and be assets as well for the club, because that's got to be the way forward.
Have you been assured that there will be money to spend in January?
Well, as I said before, I mean, I don't want to get repetitive here, but I clearly, as you know, go and target players, and then I try to ascertain as to what the, if it is in terms of buying a player, what that level is going to be, and then put all that together, and then that's documented there to say that's what's going to cost. Can we press the button on that? And that's the way we'll go about it. And you know, as we said before, we won't leave any stone unturned to try and get good players to the club. But I would love as well, obviously, to add at the right time to have those permanent ones that we can grow and develop and play in the team straight away, but be real assets moving forward. And I think at a certain time that has to happen.
Is it notoriously difficult to get what you want done in January, more so than the summer?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a very valid point. I mean, I think certainly from my experience then January has always seemed to be a seller's market, in respect of if somebody's selling, then you have to pay top dollar. So I think, again, that's one of those ones that we have to utilise our contacts. We have to see what's available out there at the right market for ourselves. And if it's financially possible, then let's do it. Let's, you know, give everybody a lift and try and kick on. And I mean, I think everybody knows that we've worked very hard under difficult circumstances in many, many respects, but it's not phased us. We know clearly what we want to do and how we want to improve it, and that's what we must do. Now, it's always nice when you get, you know, a bit of momentum and start getting your wins to go with everything that you've been trying to implement, and that's what we must do first and foremost on the field. Go and get those wins, keep getting the points, and then hopefully be in a good position to then press the button to move the other things forward.
What you've managed to do so far is bring versatile players in, haven't you, that haven't been sort of subjected to one position. Just how important is that to you, that you can actually say, well, we've got Charlie Mulgrew, he can play here, there and there, and we've got Emnes who can play in various positions as well. You've played Gallagher in a wide area at times away from home already. Just how important is that, Owen, that you're not looking at players who can just play really one position?
Well, it's important to us to have that flexibility, that versatility. The other thing I've got to say is we've did that under not paying any transfer fees as such. You know, Charlie Mulgrew is as good in the Championship, is as good a Bosman as you'll get, because of the quality of his play, and he's an outstanding man as well and a real leader, and he's somebody that just had to get fit and healthy, because when he is, you see the quality that he has. You mentioned the Emnes and the Gallickers and boys like this, because of course they can play different, pop up in different areas, and that can really help us in terms of even within games, if we want to tweak things and move things about, we have the luxury of doing that. It's important that you have it within your squad. Equally as well, it's also nice as well that if you can go and target one or two that you think, you know, those are, you know, make everybody sitting up and take notice, the fans would like, the owners would like, and they're real assets for the club. So we'll certainly be looking to target one or two in that kind of player as well that we think can only add to what you're doing.